This morning's Torah reading it concerns the subject of Pesach, Pesach Sheni. And that is that in the second year there were people that came to Moshe and said that they couldn't bring the first Pesach because they were either Tamei, they were impure, or they were Bederech Rechoka. And this introduces a whole new parsha. In response to this, Hashem created an alternative that it's a very unusual phenomenon and it requires a lot of understanding why this particular mitzvah is different. But nevertheless, God set them another date, the 14th of the month of Iyar, for those people who were who could not bring the karbon on the first opportunity. But what's interesting is, from a couple of words in the parsha, the response of Moshe Rabbeinu, we derive a very significant principle. That is the principle of Nevuah, but the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu was in a completely different class. Because Moshe answered them and said, Imdu v'yishma. They asked the question, he says, stand by and listen to what God will command us. So no other prophet could have said that, because any other prophet had no guarantee that God would communicate with him. He would only prophesy from time to time, and he had to be in a certain kind of a state. But Moshe Rabbeinu was the only prophet who was in a constant state of prophecy. He had a, so to speak, a hotline with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's one of the distinctive features of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe could say to them, stand around and wait, we'll see what God says to us. So that's a very, very significant principle of our Amunah. That is the unique character of the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu.